Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Gimel. We are on page 506. Simen Shin Pei Gimel is Kishein Ha'enu Yehudi Beveso Eino Ma'akev. We're going to discuss here the halacha of a goy who is not in his house. He will not prevent the Eruv from working. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Eino Yehudi Hador Im Shnei Yisraelim. So we're continuing with the same kind of case that we've been discussing in Simen Shin Pei Beis. You have one Yisrael living in a chatzar together, one goy living in a chatzar with two Yisraelim. Ve'ein ha'eino Yehudi beveso. But in this case, the goy is not living in the house. Eino oser. So this goy will not aser on the Yisraelim. Va'ayin la'el simen shin ayin aleph. V'ya'arvu v'yu mutarim. So the two Yisraelim that are living in the chatzar, where the goy has a house but he's not living there, the Jews can make an eruv and they're mutar to carry. Bo ha'eino Yehudi b'Shabbos. But if the goy all of a sudden shows up on Shabbos, oser, he will aser them from carrying the ha'eruv batel, and the eruv becomes nullified. Umiyah, however, yicholim liskor mimenu b'Shabbos, they can do a schiras reshus from the goy on Shabbos, the achar kach yivatel ha'echa l'chaveru, and then one of the two Yisraelim living there can be mevatel his reshus to his friend, the yiyah ha'yochid mutter, and the other yochid will be mutter to carry from his house to the chotzer. The kol shekein imeis ha'ovei kochavim b'Shabbos, certainly if the goy dies on Shabbos, sheyivatel echa l'chaveru v'yiyah ha'yochid mutter, that one Yisrael can be mevatel his Rishus to the other one. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now for more details. Sivkaton Aleph. We said we have an Eino Yehudi that's Dor Im Shnei Yisraelim. Zokta Mishnah Berurah B'chatzer Echad, they're living in one Chatzer. We said in the Mechaber that the Goy is not living in his house. Sivkaton Beis. Shaholach Kodem HaShabbos Hu V'chol B'nei Beisol Ir Acheres. So the Goy and all of his family, his all his household members went to another city before Shabbos. The Ramah added on, Va'ayin Le'el Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Gimel Ratzlomer, what it means to say is, Disham Nisbar Ledea Rishona, there we explained according to the first opinion, Didafka Keshahalach Lomokom Rochog Yosir Miyom Echad, it's specifically going to be a case where the Goy went to a faraway place that's more than one day of traveling, She'yev Sherlovlovo B'Shabbos, where it would be impossible for him to return on Shabbos, Uledea Shnia, according to the second opinion over there, Afilu Besoch Mahalach Yom Eino Oser, even if he went away close, that is within a day's travel, this shita holds, it still will not aser the Erev that the Yisraelim make. Sevkatan Dalin. So after the guy starts off Shabbos away, he comes back in the middle of Shabbos, he's oser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo amrinan dekevan shehuter tchilas haShabbos, huter l'chol haShabbos. We do not say in this case, since it was mutter to carry in the schatzer in the beginning of Shabbos, it becomes mutter the whole Shabbos. V'afilu im halach l'mokom rochog yoser mimahalach yom. Even if the goy went far away to a place that was more than a day's travels distant, even so, we don't say that since it was mutter, remains mutter. Why? Kevan shebo achar kach b'Shabbos, since the goy ended up coming back on Shabbos, igloi milsalem afreya, it reveals retroactively the yotza misham b'chol, that he left that place during the week. And by the time Shabbos started, he was within one day of traveling, because after all, he showed up on Shabbos. And therefore, he was omed to come on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not shayach in this case to say, since it was mutter when Shabbos started, it remains mutter the rest of Shabbos. In this situation, when Shabbos started during Ben Hashmoshos, it was bound to become Usher afterwards, the guy was already on his way back within a one day's travel, and therefore, in that scenario, we do not say, Ho, the Hutter, Tchilas HaShabbos, Hutter for the rest of Shabbos. So the guy comes back, it assers them, the Ho'eruv Batal, it also nullifies the Eruv, Sivkat and Hei, Rotalomer, Kemoshe, Kosav Achakach, like the Mechaber goes and says afterwards, Da Filu im Yiskru min Ha'akum, even if they'll then do Schiras Rishus from the guy, Lo Yu Yucholum Lataltel, they will not be allowed to carry, Kozman, Shelo Yuvatlu HaRishus Echel Chaveru, the Eruv is totally gone, it's nullified, so even after Schiras Rishus, they would have to do Bittul Rishus one to the other, Mishum de ha'eruv nisbatel tekef bevo ha'akum lebeso. Because the eruv was totally nullified the moment that the guy came back to his house. Interesting, Sharatzion over here in Oshei, ve'eno dome l'shtei chatzero she'ervu pamachas l'shona. This case is not similar to the case of two courtyards that made an Erev together one time for the whole year, because there was an opening between them, and then one day during the week, the hole between them, the opening between them got closed up, and then it got reopened on Shabbos. If you remember, we paskened earlier in Shinayin Dalf, even though when it got closed up, that ruins the Erev, but then when it reopens on Shabbos, the Erev reawakens. The Shani Hassam, there is different. Shabishosh Irvu Achatzeros, at the time when the Chatzeros made their Erev, Lashana for a year, Lohoya HaPesach Shabbatim Omid Oz Listom, Bashana Zo. We do not assume that the Pesach between the Chatzeros was Omid to get closed up during this year, Ulis Batal Eruvu, and to ruin the Erev. The Im Kain, and if so, Hoya Trilas HaEruv Behechsher Lohoya Meashana. This Erev was done properly, down to last for the whole year. Ulakach Amrina de Choser HaEruv Lakamuso. Therefore we say, even though it got closed up during the week, when it reopened on Shabbos, it goes back to its original state, and we say it's mutter. Masha'ein ken kam, which is not the case over here, shekevon shebo ha'akum b'Shabbos, like we said in the Mishnah Berurah, since the goy came back on Shabbos, im kein mitchilo kishenasa ha'erev, if so, in the beginning when the erev was made, lo haya omed lehiskayim kol ha'Shabbos, it was not bound to be lasting the whole Shabbos, shekeshiyavu ha'akum yisbatel, because when the goy comes back, it's going to be batel. So again, this is a Shara Tzion just explaining why this case is different than the previous case, when the opening between the two chaseros got closed up and then it reopened, the Erev reawakens, but in this case, when they had a good Erev and the guy was away and they could rely on it, the guy comes back, it's ruined. Even if we do Schiras Rishus, we do not allow the Erev to reawaken again because it was bound to get ruined since the guy was within one day's travel when Shabbos started. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, what they can do when the guy returns is Yecholim Liskar Menu, they could do Schiras Rishus from the guy. The Einze Doma Lameka Chomemkar, this is not like doing a business deal on Shabbos. Mishum De Einze Ela Mishum Heker Lahatir Total, like we said earlier, this is simply a recognizable sign that we allow them to do to be matter the tiltal. It's not a real business deal. Sivkot and Zayin, and they could one be mevatel rishus to the other one. The yeh hayochin mutter, and the other one will be mutter. It's a lomar ha'ish shebitlo lo harishus. The one that the rishus was nisbatel to becomes mutter. Masheenkein ha'mevatel, which is not the case. The one that was mevatel is rishus. Bevadei aser he's for sure aser. Im lo shechazer hasheni ubitel harishon da'az mutter. Unless of course, like we learned earlier, if first A was mevatel to B, and then B goes back and is mevatel to A, then of course A can then carry as well. Kanal besof simin shin pei aleph. Sivkoton ches. The mechaber then said, v'kol shekein imeis ha'akum b'Shabbos. If it works, when the goy comes back, and they do schirash rishus to take care of the goy, they can then be mevatel rishuyos to each other. So certainly, if the goy came back and then died, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzlom HaMitzvah say, she'erevu mibod yom. They made an Erev before Shabbos, v'lohoyo ha'akum kan, and like the case of the Mechaber, the goy was not around, u'bo b'Shabbos, and he came on Shabbos and ruined the Erev, u'meis bo b'yom, and then he died that very day. Devadai mahani bitul l'chud mikal v'chomer, certainly would help to one Jew to mevatel to the other one, that certainly would work, that would be a kal v'chomer. Dekevon degam hecha detzarech schirus, since also in a case where they need schiras rishus ubitol and then bitol rishus from Jew to Jew, mahani it helps afilu b'Shabbos even on Shabbos kol shekein bitol l'chudas. As soon as the guy dies, so you don't need step one, you don't need schiras rishus. All you need is between the yidden a bitol rishus. Certainly that should work. V'hu adinim lo ervu klal mibod yom. The same thing would be true if they didn't make an erev at all before Shabbos. Mipnei ha'akum shu oser aleihem, because of a goy that was actually living in the chatzer and asering them. Umeis b'Shabbos, and then the goy suddenly dies on Shabbos. So now the mevatel echel l'chaveru v'shari, again the two Jews that remain, now one can mevatel to the other and allow the other to be carrying. V'kozek shelo sachrum min ha'akum. All this is true if they did not do schiras rishus from the goy before he died. But if they did schiras rishus from the goy before Shabbos, v'gam erevu, and they also made an erev, umei sa'akum b'Shabbos, and then the goy dies on Shabbos, af sheyesh lo yorshim, even though he has people that are inheriting his house, lo nisbatel ha'erev, the erev does not become batel, af she'adayin lo sochrum min ha'yorish, even though they still did not do schiras rishus from the one who inherited the goy's house. V'kevon shehutu l'tchilas ha'Shabbos, hutu l'chol ha'Shabbos. In this case we say, since the erev was mutter and the chatzar was mutter for carrying in the beginning of Shabbos, it will be mutter for the rest of Shabbos because it's not considered bound to get ruined because we don't assume the goy is going to die. In note number 11 in the back of the sefer, On page 33, he points out that that which the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that you would need Schirah Shoshus from the Yoresh, it's going to be okay even though they didn't yet do it. So says note 11, Lefimash Apasak Le'el, Shadafka Bisachrom and Anochri Bistam. Based on what we learned earlier, that specifically if you rented from the guy in a Stam case without a time stipulation, Umes, and then the guy dies, Tsarach Liskorm and Ayorish, that's when you have to rent from the Yorish as well. So Medubrakam, Bisachrom Bistam. So we're talking about over here, where you did a rental Stam, Vinishadesh, Shekevan, Shemes Bishabis, Omrim Shabbos, Hutra Hutra. So the Chiddush over here is that we say that since Shabbos was Mutter, when it started, it's Mutter Resh Shabbos, Ve'ein Tzarach Liskor Me'Yorish, and you don't have to do the additional Schiras Roshus from the Yorish on Shabbos. Aval im Sachru L'Zman, but if the Schiras that you made with the original guy was for Zman, so Lobotla Schiras Kishameis Kodim Azman, then the Schiras Roshus you did from the first guy does not get nullified when he dies before that Zman. Ve'ein Tzarach Losha V'Liskor Me'Yorish, you would not have to again then go do Schiras Roshus from the Yorish to the Zman. So a note number 11 is pointing out the fact that the Mishnah Berurah said, you don't yet need to, even though you didn't do bittul rishus from the guy who inherited the house, it's mashma that you really do need to do it at some point. So that has to be a case where you did the schiras tam, and not that you did the schiras during this for his man, and the guy died during this man. That concludes Simon Shin Pei Gimel. Emirat Hashem, the next year will begin Simon Shin Pei Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.